U.S. charities have now raised several hundred million dollars to aid tsunami victims, and that sum represents donations for many millions of Americans. In fact, a new CNN USA Today Gallup poll reports that in the 2 weeks since the tsunami struck, 45% of Americans have donated money, and another 26% say they're thinking about it. But some American charities are concerned that so much money going to tsunami victims may mean less money to go around for people who need help here at home. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
It's 3:30 in the afternoon, and the kids are streaming in the door to the after-school program at Martha's Table. It's a familiar name here in D.C. for its mobile soup kitchen and its programs for low-income neighborhood kids. Downstairs, Lindsay Buss opens the mail. He does fundraising for Martha's Table.
This is a check from one of the people that help us make the difference that we make.
It's for $25. Another one comes in for $500. Nonprofits in the U.S. still have to think about fundraising, even as they're watching and donating to the devastation in South Asia. Buss says some are worried privately that Americans might have less to give at home because of the tsunamis.
They wouldn't talk about it in public because it's not the right time. You know, we all kind of agree it's not appropriate to talk about it right now. We don't want to talk about it right now. It doesn't mean that it hasn't crossed our minds.
Some groups are revising their fundraising plans in light of the disaster, like the Los Angeles Food Bank, the second largest in the country. Darren Hoffman is a spokesman.
We've kind of assessed that and have planned to move some of our direct mail campaigns back a month. We're just waiting to see, you know, if enough international support comes in. Maybe a lot of people might see that there's enough money there and they might return to their normal donation patterns.
Smaller groups are more concerned the tsunamis will only make it harder for them to raise money. Dawn Swan heads Rachel's Women's Center, a day shelter for homeless women here in the nation's capital.
I mean, people in the winter lose limbs. They die. They're living on the street. And we don't seem to have the same concern. And I guess that's what's bothersome.
There's little evidence now that the giving is hurting U.S. nonprofits. Stacy Palmer, the editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, says it's down the road that people will be watching for.
Private fundraising has become more important than ever for a lot of groups, and I think that's part of the reason that they are so nervous about anything that they see that could possibly jeopardize their private donations.
Palmer says U.S. nonprofits are already dealing with state and federal budget cuts and more competition with each other. And now Congress just gave donors an extra tax incentive to give to tsunami relief efforts, but not for good works here at home. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.